A new arts venue that's going to go into the old Crafts food plant near downtown Bentonville won't open until 2020. But The Momentary, as it's been dubbed, does have a director now, Levin Bertels. He officially moved to Bentonville exactly a week ago and spoke with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek earlier this week about his experience in the art world and about how The Momentary will be part of the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art.
Can you tell us a little bit about your past experience? A lot of it is international. And just how has that prepared you for The Momentary?
I hail from Belgium. I had a bit of an international career so far. Worked in Sydney, Australia, in the Netherlands, in Belgium and France. I studied in the UK, and I'm, of course, very excited to be here now to help work on The Momentary, the new project.
And did you ever think you'd end up in Arkansas?
I've never thought I would end up in any of the places I ended up in. That's one of the nice things about working in the arts. You know, if you embrace creativity, you also want to be open to, surprises and one of those things that I find most surprising so far is that you find creativity in the most unlikely of places.
So you work with visual arts, with music, with performing arts. Where did you get experience in all those areas?
So I grew up in a family of visual artists and arts teachers and scholars, and I myself sided more towards music and performing arts. And so my bag of experience has been a good mixture of those two. And most notably, when I ran the Sydney Festival in Australia, we had a great platform there to present all kinds of art forms. And what isn't interesting in itself isn't necessarily these art forms, but where you can create touch points between art forms and also between artists and audiences, obviously.
And so what attracted you to this position? How did that all come about?
Well, one thing that is really exciting is to get in on a project very early on in those early stages. There's nothing that beats the smell of fresh concrete. And I've had the great opportunity of being involved in a building project, in an arts building project once before. And that was such a memorable thing for me that, you know, I had never thought. I always went away there thinking that will never happen again. I better sort of, you know, keep that as a fond memory. And then, you know, another opportunity comes by and you jump at it.
Talk to us about The Momentary. If no one's ever heard of it or this concept that it's, you know, what it will become, how would you kind of tell someone about it? How would you describe it to them?
So we think that The Momentary is going to be a space for adventurous art discovery. And it's not going to be about what you knew when you came in, but about the experience that you will have. And when we say art, we mean really high quality art, but presented in such a way that is accessible to all. Now, one of the things we're really excited about with The Momentary is that we will be able to do that, obviously, with a relationship to the existing Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. And that's quite unique. You see a lot of smaller art centers pop up, both in big urban communities and small rural communities. But for us to be able to do that with a sister organization such as Crystal Bridges Museum is, of course, very exciting.
And what's that relationship going to be like? Obviously, the Crystal Bridges has a lot of internationally renowned artists. Will this give kind of an opportunity for some of the local artists to kind of grow and show off their work?
Oh, absolutely. We really want to create a sense of place artistically with The Momentary here for Northwest Arkansas. And we want to build those bridges with The Momentary as the conduit reaching out to that community. We hope that it works both ways. We hope to bring audiences to an artist community, but we also hope that it can be a pedestal or a jumping board for some of those artists to grow in their careers. It's early days. I think what is important and really exciting is that we will be able to really create a sense of place and to be of this region. And that's one thing for me personally that I found very attractive to this proposition. You're not working within existing confinements or boundaries.
Right.
We can still, you know, find our own pathways and find our own connections and grow organically, which is really exciting.
How is that all going to tie together, the work and the display and the artists and the audience?
So the Momentary is going to be a display space and a workspace and much more. We also want to be a social space. We want to be a culinary space. We want to be an educational space, and all at once. What's very important for us is that we will be able to bounce off the permanent collection of the Crystal Bridges Museum. We don't necessarily want to build our own collection, but we will be able to work with the museum and, for instance, have loans from the museum, both to put them on display for the audience, but also to put them on loan for artists to be inspired by them or to work alongside existing work. And do that, you know, crossing boundaries of genres and art forms. So who knows, maybe a choreographer will want to work inspired by a painting, or, you know, a photographer wants to work around a sculpture. All those things should be possible. And what we think is very important for us is to always create a diversity of access points for people so that people can come in and feel comfortable exploring things they didn't know before. The focus is going to be mainly on living artists. So therefore, for us, residencies will be very important. And in these early stages, we're looking at plans to have residency spaces in the Momentary, so artists can be invited for any length of time to come and work there and feel inspired by this region.
What is art right now for us? I mean, it comes in so many forms. Can you even talk about, I mean, the scope of art in our lives now? Can you talk to me about that?
Have we got a day?
I know, right?
Well, listen, art increasingly is touching all of our lives. Sometimes we're unaware, sometimes, you know, it's very obvious. But what is great about where art is today is that it's becoming increasingly accessible to people, and that's very important. We, through technology and through media, have been exposed to so much art and creativity now that there is a much wider understanding of how it touches our lives. And but the things that art can do that, you know, are harder to achieve without art and creativity, such as, you know, forming community, creating a sense of place, creating a cultural identity, it often seems that that has become so much easier through devices, technology, smartphones, internet. But at the end of the day, what we find is that we all crave for actual, you know, physicality. We want to, you know, it doesn't matter how many streaming services are launched on internet, you still want to actually hear live music and have that as a social experience. It doesn't matter how many great search engines come up with algorithms to visit museums virtually, you still want to actually face the artwork and, if possible, meet the artist. And that last part, meeting the artist, is sort of what we want to, whether it's physical or whether at least we can give a sense of who the artist is. That will depend, of course, but we with the Momentary will very much hope to be that bridge between artists, their work, and large audiences.
Again, it sounds like the Momentary might be a way to create an even bigger art culture here, because Crystal Bridges is obviously wonderful, but all the artwork is sort of brought in and collected in this one place, whereas here you'll be creating
Absolutely.
Artwork here.
Yes, and I think this is really where the art world is at this point in time. There is a growing awareness of the importance of rural art communities and rural art centers. I was very fortunate to be working on a similar project in the Netherlands just before I moved to Bentonville. And there, too, we had the opportunity to be working with small rural communities and to draw in artists from all around the world. And it's just fascinating to see that you can have people that aren't necessarily traveling to the big urban places, to the big cities, the big museums, be very knowledgeable about what's out there, again, through technology. To be able to share that with visitors is, of course, a very important part of what we want to be. And second, of course, we also hope to create a reason for people to come and visit and spend even more time in Northwest Arkansas.
I think, you know, the experience of seeing living artists doing work, I think the ability to speak with them, I'm sure gives a deeper understanding of the work also.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, already in museum contexts, you have a great opportunity to do some storytelling around the work, because we don't always have the privilege of, you know, presenting that opportunity. You know, the artist might not be available, might not be around anymore. But absolutely, if you can share that. And I think this is also where we take quite a humble stance. Even the name, you know, it's not about us. It's not about the center itself. It's about what it can achieve. And ultimately, we are only the conduit between an audience and an artist.
The Momentary is scheduled to open in 2020. So what are sort of the major things that you'll be working on in the next 2 years?
So it's a very logical timeline. We will be focusing on transforming this beautiful building. We're working on this existing building, the Kraft Food Plant here, just a couple of footsteps from downtown Bentonville, and turning that into our new art space, which involves working with Wheeler Kearns Architects in Chicago. We've done a proper survey of what the building can offer us, because we don't want to plonk something new. We want to absolutely work on adaptive reuse of these existing spaces.
Definitely.
That's going to be the next phase, is, you know, fine-tuning our plans. What can we do? What do the spaces give us? What bits do we want to take away or add? And from there, we will start to craft a program and a team, build a team specifically for the Momentary. And we will probably also start engaging with an audience before we open. We'll probably have some initiatives before we open in 2020. To give a taster of what the Momentary will look and feel like.
You know, without giving too much away, can you talk about the vision for the space? What is it going to look like when it's all done?
One of the nice things about the existing site is that it's very surprising. There's many nooks and crannies. There's lots of surprising corners in that building. And without giving too much away, we absolutely want people to be surprised and amazed with some of that industrial feel in there. Of course, we want this to be a social space as well. It's no coincidence that next door there is the Culinary College and 8th Street Market. And so we definitely want to make sure that you can have a kind of 360-degree experience where food will be very important. Well, there will be a cool bar. There will be all kinds of opportunities to go beyond just, you know, looking at art exhibits,
right,
or visiting artist studios. We want to make sure that this is quite a wholesome sort of experience.
So what are you going to do to kind of get to know the region a little bit, so you know kind of what the people are like and what they're into and what matters to us here?
I don't know it yet, but I'm very excited. I've only just moved here.
That's right, on Friday.
I moved here on Friday, 4 days ago, and counting.
We'll give you a little bit more time.
But it's one of the most interesting and fascinating parts of, you know, and the big privilege of what I do is, you know, to take my backpack and camp somewhere else. And I really take pride in embracing a region and trying to understand as best as I can. You'll never be a local, and that, you know, has two sides. You might have a different view on what resonates, and sometimes a surprising one to many. But it's certainly a wonderful privilege to be able to go in completely blank and sort of soak it all up. And that's what I plan to do. So, you know, on my first day at the office, I started to have meetings with people in the creative industries from the region, and I will continue to do that for the foreseeable future. You'll see me at all the local concerts and art markets, and I'll, you know, slowly sort of grow my circle.
Definitely.
And explore, but that is absolutely one of the most thrilling parts of the job.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing you like camping. We have plenty of places to do that. So
there you go.
Thank you very much for stopping by and speaking with us.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Levin Bertels is the director of the new arts venue, The Momentary, scheduled to open in 2020 in downtown Bentonville. He talked with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek earlier this week, and that conversation took place in our satellite Ozarks at Large home, the Farrell Aaron Studio, in the Walmart Museum in downtown Bentonville.